needle there got rusty, and it will not play at all. Bedad, I love my poor friend. Babe, I'm bound to lose my mind. Yes, I love my phonograph, and I'm about to lose my mind. Why don't you bring your clothes back home, baby, and try me one more time. Now my phonograph, baby, it won't stay alone.
Here on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. That was the fastest hour in television.
I think it was pretty. It was clipping along. We're having a good time here with guest Doc Martin in the Route 78 West studios this morning, and we decided that everyone's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now at 11 o'clock, so we'd better get moving. So I put in some guitar boogie Arthur Smith. I think we'll pick it up in the next set, but before we were boogieing, we were bluesing.
And, that's right. Yeah, that was Robert Johnson. Some of that. Well, that's the one the legend is about, going out to the crossroads and selling your soul to the devil, when I think in reality, I think it was a lot of hard work.
To learn how to play the guitar?
To learn to play that way, yeah.
Busting those myths. You're going to start having kids wanting to practice their guitars instead of making pacts with Satan? What kind of role model are you here?
Well, I know, but just 20 minutes a day, kids, and you can play guitar like Robert Johnson.
Uh-huh. What does it say in the Tenacious D open mic night on the door? It says learn to play guitar in front of a real audience. You can go down to those open mic nights and you too can be playing your guitar. Probably not like Robert Johnson. If you do, well, give us a call. We'll play on the radio for sure. But we started that one off with some music from Skip James here on Route 78 West. And I think we were going to sort of
modernize. Did you want to talk about Skip at all? Or?
No, not too much.
Okay.
It's good music. And I think we should move it on and get things a little livelier here back into an era where people plugged in their guitars. I think we'll kind of get into a surf set. I've got it on the brain because, one, I miss Uncle Jeff, and he always likes to play the surf music. But also, I've got in my hot little hands here, brand new, just out of the plastic, the beloved Invaders, new one, Tamarindo, and they're a smoking great, good local surf band. So we'll get to them at some point in this set. But why don't you kick it off? You had something that was moving a little bit here.
Oh, was that the one you just put in?
Yeah.
The Rise and Fall of Sir Reginald something?
Sure, yeah, that one. We'll just play it. We'll come back.
I do believe it is
afterwards.
The Shadows.
Cool.
Who used to play, they played the theme song for one of my favorite TV shows growing up. Thunderbirds. You remember that one?
Is that the one with the marionettes?
Yeah.
That's a very scary thing.
Oh, it was
thing.
Freakish.
As a child,
I
just remembered it. They just didn't move quite right.
Yeah. Imagine seeing it on like a black and white console TV at your babysitter's house, you know, and it...
I think that was with the vertical hold skipping out. That was the one that Matt and Trey based Team America on.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's just a total homage to that.
Cool. Well, let's hear some music from The Shadows, and then we'll get into a surf set here on Route 78 West. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Well, we figured if we're doing a surf set, we might as well do that one, because, hey.
Got to hit the master there.
There you go. Dick Dale here on Route 78 West. Thanks, Jay, to our web wizard for bringing that one in. Doc and I were getting into a conversation about surf, and Doc and I were saying a few things about that track, and Jay said, well, I happen to have that in my little bag of tricks.
Well, we were talking about how it's a Lebanese folk tune.
Something like that.
That's played on one string. And I noticed as it was playing, sand began to appear on this side of the desk.
Right here in the studios.
It was amazing.
It was pretty hot. I'm already sunburned, but it was a good set. And, you know, our webmaster Jay does like to rock a little more than that whole first hour. So hopefully he's
feeling better now.
His adrenaline's kicking up. So, yeah, there was some Dick Dale also in that set. I had a really nice version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Merman. It was a live recording from 2001. Compliments of Uncle Jeff in the archive. Also in there was the Derailers with Country A Go Go, and and then we had the brand
the
new
Shadows.
Spanking one. Oh yeah,
you have a new one in
the Shadows.
There, right?
No, go ahead. The Shadows.
Go ahead. The Shadows started the set with the rise and fall of Finial Blunt.
Right, and after the Shadows is the one that I'm actually reprising in the background right now because it's just so darn good. And I'm sorry to talk over it, guys, but it's music, new one from the Beloved Invaders, phenomenal surf band out of Colorado. The back cover off the new album, Tamarindo, has this really hilarious photo of the whole gang standing up kind of the peak-to-peak highway at the top of the world there with the snow-capped mountains in the background holding up a surfboard.
That's a big gun, they call that.
Yeah, Colorado surf. It makes sense. You know, Rocky Mountains and a surfboard. I don't know. But we're having a lot of fun here with our guest uncle, Doc Martin, because Uncle Jeff is gone. You're not a guest, Uncle Jeff. You're Doc Martin.
I'm Dr. Martin. Uh-huh. Mighty fine and a great big howdy. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me down, Loki.
Oh, yeah. Well, we still got 40 minutes left to keep doing it to him, and I know you wanted to get into some of this.
The weirdness.
Some of these dirt bags here.
Yeah. Southern culture on the skids. Kick the PBR bottles off the... the porch and the trailer there, and get ready for some.
get an 8-piece box of chicken or something. This is we'll let him introduce this song, and then we'll keep going in the rock vein for time. And as I promised, I will have more local music because the Denver Post had their big local showcase last weekend, and I'm sure, you know, I don't ever read the list, but I'm sure the Beloved Invaders made the list, and we got lots of great bands that fit into our idiom that are local. So we'll play some of that coming up right after.
For the gang out at the Mobile Lakers.
There you go. Enjoy Southern Culture on the Skids.
For lovers only. Thank you.
Well, Doc, I'm listening and looking at the stuff you brought into play this week on the show, and I'm guessing that you probably listened to last week's show.
Oh, just a tad. y'all are very popular in the lounge.
Oh, okay.
Which is my garage.
That's your lounge.
Yeah, that would be the lounge.
That's where they let you go and listen to your strange music, huh?
Strange music, smoking, you know, iced tea drinking, or I like to say adult beverages.
You know, we have adult beverages, iced tea. We've got some friends who listen out in a barn somewhere in eastern Colorado and call in from time to time. But no, that was an interesting set. Tell us about that, because I heard everybody's talking and Wichita Lineman, but different versions than we played on this very program last week.
How did we begin, though? Lovers Only.
Oh, yeah, we started
Southern Culture on the Skids, my favorite trailer park band.
From Lovers Only.
And that was from one of their earlier ones from the CD Lovers Only. And I forgot where I was going to go with that. Oh, Dirt Track Dates, my favorite of theirs, because that just kind of encapsulates Southern Culture on the Skids.
Indeed.
And then followed that with the Wichita Lineman, an instrumental version from Blue Ground Undergrass, which describes themselves as psychedelic hip-hop, hick-hop.
Hick-hop.
See, bluegrass.
The term's making the rounds.
Yeah. And just a nice take on the Wichita Lineman. And
I still don't like the song.
You still don't like it, but...
Jeff played a version of it last week. I think he played another version of it in a few weeks of that. And I just haven't done enough time working for the county, I think is what it is.
Could be. But I think part of it is it's like... Well, it's a work song.
Yep.
And there's like love, fatigue, and too much work.
Yeah.
And then perhaps if we heard it on a cigar box and one string, that might
maybe
get it to where
like
you
it.
Need it to you be, know, but it's know. Still a great tune.
I probably just spent too much time in college, because I'll tell you, folks, both JR Web Wizard and Doc here, who both have done their time with the county, are in here like with their lighters back and forth, and they're crying and slapping each other on the back and, you know, paying their union dues and everything. So the Wichita Lineman, it does something for some people.
And then followed that with Everybody's Talking at Me,
which is a song I do like.
Yeah, it's a good one. And that was a Bobby Bear take on that. I think it's fairly fresh too. I just recently found that. So
cool.
Yeah, I had the nice little mix at the beginning.
Yeah, really strange, tweaked out sounds. It's 11:38 here on Radio 1190's Route 78 West, and I've been promising I'll play some more local music for you today, and I'm going to get into it. I got some music from here from Red Cloud. I think we're going to do a little bit of 16 horsepower, and then we'll just see where we go from there. There's a lot of great great bands in Denver and from Denver that they play stuff that fits the genre, and I figured we'd celebrate a little of that and get into some local stuff. And I don't know what will happen after that, but enjoy Red Cloud right now on Route 78 West.
Sitting on a park bench, feeling up her thighs and kissing all the stagehands. filling up a string with all the tiny beads from the bracelets that I bought her. Speaking in code, elite conversation. Old poet auctions and signed invitations. She brought back for me a tiny figurine from the Andes, reminding me. That I got over Kerouac. Why do you always have to bring him back to our bed? The books you always read. And I got over burning sage and the hot bop records you would always play all day. Your affected taste. I'm a camera now, I capture what you're after. Medication's cut for a cool imitator. Moisten down your tongue and tug it down with tea till you tell me that it's alright. Bangs, but I keep them on my bookshelf anyway, just like a calculated cough syrup dream. And I got over olive oil and the stains on the sheets from the overflow, yo, back and belly made little streams.
Drain them of their poison. We met in the springtime when the blossoms unfold, the pastures green and the meadow gold. Our love was in flower as the summer grew on, a love like the leaves have all withered and gone. Roses have faded in this frost at my door. The bird of the morning won't sing anymore. The grass in the valley has started to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwill cry. Alone, forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, take hold my hand. Gone to? Where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey each vow, plaything she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky turns gray, the hound in the distance has started to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of, forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, can you hear me, take hold my hand. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, can you hear me, take hold. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, Lord, if you hear me, take hold of my hand, please understand.
Too full, singing in the Jack Pine box with Louis Cabaneau. Alabama evening, my mind's on something new. You're bagging up your groceries, you're skipping to Lou.
Hey, let's go to South Central tonight. What you do far away from hip hop, I'll sing. sit and try to think, standing up in rhythm as I'm pissing in your sink. Now as I'm wondering, will God sting? Can't understand a goddamn word that Monday tried to say. Mention Louis got a 44, his fingers full of tension. Now as I'm wondering, will God sting? Can't understand a goddamn word that Molly tried to sing.
Slim, will you fix my microphone?
In my pond.
Thank you. Oh, there, oh, smoother.
Slim Cessna's Auto Club here on Radio 1190's Route 78 West here at KVCU Boulder. And they're a lot of darn fun, Doc. I highly recommend you catch that band live sometime. And I should probably tell our listeners that they can catch that band live September 8th. Might want to put that on your calendar. It's ways away in the future. But Slim Sess's Auto Club with the Rail Benders at the Bluebird Theater. That should be a smoking good time. Every time I've seen Slim, I usually come away moved towards either the light side or the dark side, depending on which forces are winning. It's always a battle. And
I've seen the
like
Rail Benders and enjoyed them. So
it'll be a great show. I think that's going to be a really good one. So, again, that's coming up September 8th. Big local set there I just played before Slim Cessna's Auto Club. Had some music from 16 Horsepower there, which Doc brought in. That was a nice one.
I like that one. Alone and Forsaken, the old Hank Williams tune. And you can't say enough. It's Hank can write them, and that 16 Horsepower version is just spooky enough to bring it on home.
They can sure spooky it up. And speaking of spooky, also in that set, we had some music from Munley off of the album Jimmy Carter Syndrome. Nice one. I really like that track. That's Spill the Wine. Also had some music there from another local guy, Jonathan Byerly, with I Got Over Kerouac. It's about time someone said it, because I'm sick of Kerouac, and I have been ever since the first time I heard of that guy. You know what it is? Honestly, everyone goes all crazy and gaga over Jack Kerouac, but here's the thing. I grew up in Salt Lake City. I live in the West. We take road trips. It's what we do. And I can't tell you how many New Jersey people I meet who come out here all gaga, looking for that mystic Western experience. It's like, go back to New Jersey.
Well, are you into Burroughs?
Not so much. Not so much. I do like Ginsberg, though.
Okay.
So
now we know where you're at.
So there you go. Now
but we agree on Woody Guthrie.
Oh, yeah, all the way. Greatest American songwriter
of all time.
Period. So that was Jonathan Byerly. And then we started off that local set with some music from Red Cloud, and that was a live performance from them. And those guys know how to rock and put blisters on your ears. It's a good thing. So we got basically no time left.
Okay. Thanks for having me down.
I just wanted to thank you, Doc, for coming in.
Did you get an opportunity to mention your show? I was paying attention.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have a show next week, and we'll be talking about that probably next week. But it's going to be down at Bender's, and there's a couple of great country gothic bands type things playing. It's Odeth with Skeleton Breath and my band, the Gadabout Orchestra. But we'll have more about that
country
next week.
Goth. I hadn't heard that combo yet. Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, that's the term they use to describe some of this dark alt country stuff. I don't know.
I like it.
Labels
heals
are as
the
labels
soul.
Do. So this has been Doc Martin sitting
thank
in for
you,
Uncle Jeff
thank
this
you.
Week. It's great
that
having
was
you.
Fun.
Yeah. And when's the next time you're going to be over on Honky Tonk Hangovers?
Shoot, I have no idea. Oh, well, we can say for sure the fourth Saturday of every month I'll be there.
Excellent.
Yeah. And Jeff is, he likes that, Uncle Jeff likes the Mother's Best portion of the show where I play Hank Williams, All the Drifting Cowboys, and it's 15 minutes of his old radio show, and I do that at 7.
Okay.
So if you can...
It's get up that early.
Yeah, if you can
Saturday.
Get up and catch that, it's a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for coming in, Doc. Uncle Jeff will be back next week with the usual thing. I'll be here as well. Johnny Trash is coming up next with Lunch Hour, and we're going to just, until he comes in and kicks it in with the New York Dolls, what are we going to leave him with? What's his song?
It was Yellow Birds by the Tarnations.
All right.
They look down on me with tiny eyes. KVCU Boulder.